It was nearly 10 o'clock
before Lyndon and I left to go to the showroom,
where he was to receive the Democratic Legacy Award from the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. We arrived about 10. Lyndon, still in a business suit and without dinner, was met by Dora Sherry and Abe Feinberg, marched in hurriedly, greeting cabinet members and waving at a few congressional people at their banquet tables. And then Lyndon delivered his speech. There'll be no trouble in picking the headline out of this one. It concerned an exchange of visits between the Soviet leadership to this country and us to Russia sometime in the year 1965. Jack rode home with us, with all the servants gone. At my suggestion, I brought in a tray of supper for Lyndon and a sandwich and some dessert for Jack. Lyndon devoured the paper along with his dinner, and we went in bed about midnight. A full, good, hard day.